Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Dick Smith. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting second, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting third, the right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Duffalo. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Duffalo. And now, play ball. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Christopher steals second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Bolin now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hart. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Cannell applying the tag. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cisco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell catches it and throws to first to double up Cepeda. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith is hit by the pitch. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin bunts towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Hiller moves to second. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hiller scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Shaw now pitching. Willie Mays now playing center field. Willie McCovey now playing first base. Matty Alou now playing left field. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Haller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to second. Billy Pierce now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Gonder reaches second base with a double. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonder scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Pagan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Rod Cannell now playing center field. John Stevenson now playing left field. Ron Hunt now playing second base. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bearnerth, and towards Smith, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth strikes out. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith is hit by the pitch. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Smith steals second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snider pinch hits for Jim Rayhart. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.